Sybil.
Hello, Mr. Lucky.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? See y'all in Augusta Saturday. What's happening?
In Orlando this morning, where she was playing at the Improv in Orlando, it's Sherry Shepherd this morning.
Good morning, family.
Fresh off the stage.
Good morning, Sherry.
Fresh off the stage.
And on the phone, my date last night at the game, my co-good luck charm, Kim Whitley.
That's right. Just fresh off of Tom. What?
Yes.
Woo. Yeah, y'all can't call him the Jinx no more.
Say what?
They can't call you the Jinx no more.
Wow.
Good morning, that's, America.
That's right. That's right. Oh, we have. Oh, we had a good time last night.
Yes, we did. You all look like y'all had a good time.
Oh, you know, we were right next to the Warriors bench.
Yes, we were.
So what was y'all
saying? They were looking at Kim's T-shirt.
Yes, they were. Yes,
and they
were.
They never saw the lead. They never saw the lead. All they saw was those two. Did you notice she changed T-shirts, Sybil?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. A costume change, as it were.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, she was late. She had the low cut T-shirt that said Cleveland Cavaliers.
Of course.
But she didn't stop there. She had braids, but what you could not see on television, she had in her braids maroon braids and gold braids.
Oh, nice.
Talk to him, Tom. Talk to him.
Nice. Wow.
Huh?
That's what's happening.
That's a Cleveland fan for you.
I'm going to need y'all to bow down. I'm going to need some bowing down to Tom. All y'all that called him the Jinx, all y'all that tweeted me, you going with the Jinx. How dare you bring the Jinx? I need everybody to tweet back and apologize to Tom right
Thank
now.
You.
We walked, Tom, we walked in the stadium, and Officer Dawson, she comes up to him and says, oh, you brought bad luck, Chuck.
At the end of the game, that police officer escorted us out and called me what?
What? Good luck, Chuck, and bow down.
Good luck, Chuck, and bow down. Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did.
I'm congratulations. I'm so upset because Tom had asked me first, Kim, to go.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
He
did. Wait a minute.
I got the text. I'm not trying to stir the tea, but I got the text first.
No, I think you are. I think you're stirring.
No, I'm not. Because you know, I love Kim. Kim's my bridesmaid. He never told me to not get married. But he asked me first. and so I couldn't do it because I was performing a service to the world by making people laugh at the Improv yesterday.
I don't mind being second because I had to perform a service too. I had to make sure that Tom was excited and happy this morning so he can talk to the world, okay, and make people happy on the radio. So I performed a service too. How about that, Sherry?
You got me. Yes, Tom.
She was jumping up and down, and those basketballs she had almost knocked her out. One time she was jumping, went, oh, I said, what's wrong? Oh, my basketballs hit me.
Yeah.
Tom told me to sit down. Tom was like, sit down for you, knock yourself out. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was out of control.
Ooh.
Out of control. You
Y'all
had no
time.
Idea. Well, it was so much fun, Sherry. Have you ever sat courtside talking?
No, never.
And you never will as long as Tom is going to the games because I'll be there.
All right,
Tell him, Kim. Tell him, Kim.
We had drinks. Now, first, Tom want to watch the shoot around. I didn't know what a shoot around was. This when the basketball players come out and they were shooting the balls and practicing. And Tom was like, sit on down. And we got free T-shirts and we got drinks. And people was talking to us. Now, I missed camera time because I went to the bathroom. So people texted me, talking about, I've seen Tom 3 times. Where are you? Yeah, it was a mess.
You were in line.
So how did it feel as they were winning? What was the feeling going through y'all body?
That we are good luck.
Oh.
That we have to be it every game. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
that we have to sit in those same seats.
That we have
to wear the same clothes. Yes. It felt fantastic because you saw the energy. LeBron, you could just tell. One time LeBron almost ran into my arms. He like was going for the ball, and he ran straight towards me, but he stopped. I think it was the T-shirt change. I think I messed up.
Because his wife was sitting on the opposite side, and she was looking at you. I know she was. Everybody was looking at you.
Savannah doesn't play that. No.
I couldn't get Steph Curry to give me five. I didn't appreciate it.
Oh, you were like that girl that they're showing all over the internet.
Exactly. She was looking really thirsty, too. Yeah, Kim was looking thirsty. Yeah,
I was looking I was straight in the desert. I sure was straight thirsty.
Well, let me ask this. Has arrangements been made for you all to return to the same spot Friday night?
Not yet.
The city of Cleveland, the NBA, has not contacted you?
The NBA, I don't know. They kept putting the camera on Tom and framing me out. So I don't think they know who I am. I noticed. I would look at the Jumbotron, and I was like, is that my arm? Tom on it.
The NBA knows there was a celebrity meet and greet with the commissioner and everything before the game, and Kim went to represent and took pictures with everybody.
I did. And the commissioner is a big fan of Tom's and the show, and he went up there and he was crazy. I told him I was Sherry Shepherd. I was like, I'm on the show.
Meanwhile, Sherry is nowhere to be found on stage.
But in that white man's eyes, you were Sherry Shepherd. Okay.
We're interchangeable, Sybil, me and Kim.
I'm not going to let that happen anymore. So that was exciting. We saw a bunch of basketball players. You know who was there, Tom, and you didn't get to see him? 2 Chainz. Was sitting to our left. He had on 3 Chainz.
He had on 3 Chainz.
It was 2 Chainz. He was really there.
I saw Jim Brown. Hey, player, Jim Brown was there, and he was asleep.
Oh, no. Tom, he was asleep.
I don't know why they gave him good seats for him. For him to go to sleep.
On the floor.
He could have. He could have gone home and gone to sleep and watched the game.
On the floor? Really?
No, he was sitting. He was sitting. Oh. He was sitting courtside. So you had to see him.
Yeah, right there. He was nodding. I was like, wow.
Oh. Mouth open the whole night.
No. Y'all didn't wake him up? No, but Tom, you didn't like go, nudge him like you'd be in church?
Like in church.
Yeah, and you just give him a little nudge. Kim, you didn't rub him on his arm? That woke him up.
A 20-year-old that was sitting next to him, she should have done that job.
All right then.
That's true.
Right there. It was just very exciting from the time I got here. I wanted it to go, like me and Tom said, if it went into overtime, what I would do. And let me tell you something.
What would overtime,
you do? Let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of baby oil involved. But let me tell you something. I was just going to, Bobby, just put it on my body and slide on the court. I was so excited. I told the police, you know how the police come out and stand and they guard you so you can't come out when the players are doing their little, what do they call it, timeout and all that. I looked at the police officer. She saw it in my eye. Tom, you can't go with Tom because Tom is a kid. He was like, I dare you. I dare you to run out there right now.
That's Tom.
I was like, for real? He's like, you can just run across the court. You ain't got to go all the way around, go to the bathroom. He said, just cross the court. I can just cross the court. When I tell you, this was a sister. She was a police officer. She looked at me and she was like, don't you do it. She was like, don't you let Tom get you arrested. I was like, Tom, I don't think I can go.
I said, go on, Kim.
Of course.
Ain't nobody going to arrest you. Not with what you carrying.
After all, you're Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get in trouble. Get arrested.
I was signing autographs, Sherry Shepherd, Jack Day. I was somebody. That's who I was.
Well, you should have gone. You are Cleveland. You should have gone. So that it was meant for you, Kim, to go with Tom.
You would not appreciate it, Sherry.
Not like you had appreciated it. But Tom is a great, for people who don't know, Tom is a great person
He's
to go out with.
He's a great host. He will show you the best time, as you saw.
I didn't know this. I wouldn't have wasted 10 years of friendship. I'd have been out with him long time ago.
You missed out, girl. Tom makes you feel good when you go out
Let
with
me
him.
Tell you something. Tom would have never got divorced. I'd have kept the whole family happy. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
But, yeah.
Okay, look at the time.
Yeah, boy, Kim. Okay.
All right, Kim, you're on your way to the airport to see about Jeff. Joshua.
Jeffrey's my son. Yeah, that's my son, Jeffrey.
I left this out. This is what it was, Jerry. It was so important for me to get there. I left Joshua in Oakland. Jumped on the plane. Now, I got to get back because my cousin was like, what time are you going to land? I need to pick this baby. And then back to L.A. So I was very excited. Thank you for the experience. I'm telling you, I can't. This one will go down in the record books. I'm so excited for Cleveland. Yes! Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Yes, you're the best day either.
Good luck, Chuck. Y'all bow down. Love y'all.
Bow down.
Love you.